Once upon a time, there was some text, which was spread over several sheets of paper. This text laid out a series of rules, hopes, and expectations. The text wasn't very long, but it was very important, and you can be sure that a lot of discussion went into its contents. There were different viewpoints to be considered, especially at first, but discussion led to compromise, and compromise led, in the end, to agreement, as it does so very often. And once the text was finished, there was a ceremony, and it was signed. There was an actual day when these physical papers were signed in ink by solemn and gently trembling human hands in a beautiful room with a view of a garden. Now, you may doubt what meaning there could be in some sheets of paper that were signed so very long ago. Times change, and we can never know today what wild terrain might one day be discovered by agile minds and honest hearts. It stands to reason, then, that no static set of rules can govern without fault whatever lands had lain unknown at the time of the rule's creation. No contract, no matter how sacred, can ever be fully complete. But these pieces of paper weren't just a set of rules. They were also an act of hope, of love. And in that spirit, they were meant to be a beginning. This text had stood in place for quite some time before the troubles started, and it had a great many virtues. It clarified expectations about how things would work, and provided some guidance for how disputes might be resolved, peacefully and rationally, in as fair a manner as one could describe in advance. It served as a reminder of values and an acknowledgement of a commitment. It provided the basis for a shared experience, and though it was brief and didn't address everything, it was honored and commemorated every year. So then, what happened? With such a firm foundation, how could things fall apart? At this point, we all have our own explanations. I'm sure you have yours, too. When I think of these papers, what I think about first is the moment of their signing, all the hopes and the nerves, the confidence in the decisions, along with the mysteries of this great leap into the unknown. I think about how the ink smelled, what the small talk was like before and after the signing, what the weather was like that day, and what flowers were in bloom that time of year. I think of the depth of the love and the sense of the journey that day, how at the same time this endeavor seemed improbable and crazy, but also enlightened by divine guidance. What I think happened is that, in time, people become too selfish, or too careless, or even just too busy to think about the meaning of the journey, or the preservation of the love that marked its way. Imbued with a generous and adventurous spirit, these papers could be a living thing, a guide and a reminder, and a great source of pride. Without that spirit, without a sense of the long shared journey and its continuity and the maintenance of the love, what do these papers become? What do these rules mean? They're obstacles in the way of selfish desires. They're sterile fields into which loopholes can be dug. Their dead bark covered in a detritus of excuses. Their fragile slices of carbon that can be blown apart in a middling breeze. Every journey ends in time. We know that now. But the truth is, this journey was forgotten before it ended. You walk together, you forget yourself, you begin to wander, you feel a distance, you become resentful, and then you fight. And then, before you know it, it's all gone.